You're listening to SBS News.
Mandatory face masks indoors and limits on private and public gatherings are some of the key restrictions now in force in Greater Melbourne to try to contain its latest COVID cluster. Genomic testing has confirmed at least five of the cases are linked to a Wollert man who contracted COVID-19 while in hotel quarantine in South Australia. The man had travelled from India and is believed to have caught the virus while staying alongside another confirmed case at the Playford Medi Hotel in Adelaide's Central Business District. With the genomic links traced back to an infection in a quarantine hotel, Labor's Mark Butler posed this question to the Prime Minister.
Melbourne is today facing the 17th outbreak nationwide linked to hotel quarantine in just the past 6 months. How many more outbreaks do Australians have to endure before this Prime Minister steps up to his constitutional responsibility and creates a safe national quarantine system?
The Labor Party has spent months calling for the establishment of more facilities along the lines of the Howard Springs quarantine camp near Darwin. While there's been investment in expanding the capacity of Howard Springs, the federal government continues to argue that the quarantine hotels have been highly effective. In responding to Mark Butler's question, Scott Morrison repeated that argument and also told Parliament something he's mentioned previously, that the federal government is considering a Victorian proposal for a quarantine facility on Commonwealth-owned land at Mickleham, north of Melbourne.
So we will continue to work each and every day with the states and territories, whether it's on the rollout of the vaccination program. We're working right now with a very recent proposal received from the Victorian state government, which I think is a very comprehensive and well thought through proposal. And we are in the midst of quite detailed discussions with the Victorian government to bring that proposal forward. Mr. Speaker, what we will do as a government is we will continue to fight the virus. Mr. Speaker, that's what we have been doing these last 18 months, and we have been doing that together with Australians with great success.
The growing cluster threatens to disrupt this weekend's AFL competition. The AFL has suspended ticket sales for games in Melbourne for the next 2 weekends. And Western Bulldogs players and staff have had to have coronavirus tests and go into isolation after one of their staff reported that they'd visited one of the exposure sites. New Zealand has suspended quarantine-free travel with Victoria for at least 3 days in the third pause to the Trans-Tasman bubble since its inception in April. In announcing the latest restrictions for Greater Melbourne, Acting Premier James Molino urged Victorians who are eligible for a vaccination to get one as soon as possible.
This is a stark reminder that thinking I'll wait till the end of the year and get a Pfizer jab, waiting is not an option. If people want to avoid the situation that we're in right now, there is something that everyone can do. If you are eligible, get vaccinated. If you are indoors, wear a mask for the next little while. You know, there are things that people can do. We are looking at going beyond or expanding the eligibility criteria in terms of people that can get vaccinated, and we'll be making some announcements in coming days in that space.
Labor's Bill Shorten says Australia's vaccine rollout is too slow and people under 50 should not have to wait for months before they can get a Pfizer vaccination.
Why on earth can't people under the age of 50, if they choose to, go to vaccination hubs and get vaccinated? Let's just get this job done. I think the vaccine rollout is too slow. Perhaps people weren't worried when there wasn't the risk of an outbreak, but now there is a risk of an outbreak and more lockdowns.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyett, SBS News.